Welcome to Icons Behind Brands. Hi, this is Devlina, your host, and I am back with another special guest with me today. And in our next episode, we explore the realm of innovative marketing strategy with Mr. Pritesh Gupta, who is the head of marketing at Okaya Electrical Vehicles. His journey from heritage foods to spearheading marketing at one of the India's fast-growing EV companies unveils his prowess in elevating brand visibility and customer engagement. So join us as Pritesh shares insights on end-to-end digital funnel management, strategic alliances with e-commerce giants, and his philosophy of maximizing customer lifetime value. So a warm welcome to you, Pritesh, on Icons Behind Brands.
Thank you so much. Pleasure being here.
Super. Pritesh, being working in one of the fastest growing EV companies, I would love to know about your journey so far. Like, can you describe your journey of becoming head of the marketing at Okaya Electrical Vehicles? So I think that would really build the context for today's conversation.
My journey, pretty interesting. I've been working for over 19 years across domains. In marketing and across industries. I'll call myself very lucky that from doing a lot of traditional marketing, I was able to move into the new age marketing, as they will call it, the digital marketing, and then further looking at not just doing the basics of digital marketing, but also leading it to e-commerce and then scaling those businesses up. So I've been lucky on those lines. And as a matter of practice, I wanted to try and figure out something new, try out a new industry, and Okaya EV just came my way and I grabbed it with both hands. For the last 1 year I've been working here, and it's been a very, very interesting ride. The industry as such is very, very hot. So everybody wants to get their hands on EV. Probably 2-3 years down the line, it will not be a unique thing, but it will be 60-70% of your regular vehicles on the road would be electric. So I thought it's a good time to see what happens. The similarities between what all of us have experienced in the smartphone game, everything evolved from QWERTY keypad to a touchscreen, and the entire evolution is also very, very similar to what we're experiencing right now in EVs. From the basic questions of using, when you were using mobile phones, how much will your EV run on one charge? Will I get stuck in the middle of the road when I'm driving an EV? Those basic concerns to, I hope it doesn't catch fire, or how sturdy it is, and what is the reliability? Those are the main challenges that we face today in the industry. Okaya has a very, very strong background in manufacturing. They are the battery experts in India. They have got over 40 years of experience in batteries.
Right.
An electric vehicle is 50% battery. It's like the engine of your ICE vehicle. If the vehicle is, engine is strong, everything else remains good. And that's the specialty that Okaya electric vehicles have. Extremely strong focus on batteries and everything else also. We are amongst the few people who have done a complete backward integration in complete manufacturing. So we make our own spare parts, we make our own chassis and everything. So that gives us a unique advantage, very simply because very few people can A, do that kind of an investment in an industry, and B, have that control on the back end. Otherwise, the experience that you want to give to your customer will never be complete, because you're dependent on suppliers and other players. So that gets taken care of the moment you have all of those things covered. And that's one of the reasons I also chose to work with Okaya EV. If you have those things covered, life as a marketer becomes very easy.
Right. Because you can promise well. You can promise on
Absolutely.
What you said, right?
Absolutely. And our founders and our investors are very, very focused on that aspect. Investments, it's a family-owned business. Investments, doing investments is not a challenge for them. Very happy to invest money, very happy to pump in money if it makes for the betterment of the product and the customer experience. So yeah, that's been my journey.
Superb. The industry is booming, and this is the future of the vehicle, the automobile industry. And as you said, when the back end is yours, you have the control of many things. But when you don't own the back end, you cannot promise well, because you are not aware of many other things which your customer should know about, right?
Yeah.
What do you consider the unique challenges and opportunities in marketing within this motor vehicle manufacturing industry?
In true sense, if you look at motor vehicles across the globe, there haven't been any great new players entering the market.
Okay.
In true sense, the automobile industry has a huge entry barrier, which is how do you get the manufacturing in place?
Because of the manufacturing and the
investments required. But with electric vehicles, that is changing. You don't need that large a setup.
Okay.
So the entry barrier is going away. There are lots of new people trying to get into the electric vehicle game.
Right.
Some like us who are in true sense and have understanding of electronics, software and battery as three independent units for the first time trying to get them to work together. Some who are new age completely, who just like the idea and they said this is high potential and I'll get into it.
Yeah.
And then you have the traditional players who have heavy R&D backing, like your Hondas, your Bajaj.
Oh yeah.
And TVS and all of those of the world. So it's a very interesting industry to be. It is going to go crazy very, very soon. Your communication and your entire engagement with the customer will change very quickly for the simple reason, as of right now, most of us are trying to do is try and promote features. My feature, I can give you 180 kilometers per charge, or I can give you 200 kilometers per charge. You can carry 5 people on the vehicle and still not be worried about it.
Mm-hmm.
Just the basic features are good enough. But as the industry is evolving now, that movement is going to happen very soon.
Okay.
That from the features, you're going to move to benefits, and from the benefits, you're going to move to emotional connect. Things like your Hamara Bajaj.
Hmm.
That Hamara Bajaj had never had a feature being discussed.
Never. Yes.
They just had Bajaj scooter running around everywhere and it was everybody using it.
And they remember it till now. Absolutely. They connect with it.
So in true sense, most of the companies now have their products stabilized. Basics are in place. They've learned what they need to learn and they're trying to improve what they're... Now the whole story will begin on emotional connect. How quickly, how smartly can you talk of benefit and the emotional connect? You will not talk of the per kilometer cost on an electric vehicle is only 20 paisa. But you will talk about, I am a single guy in a new city. If I'm saving money by using an electric vehicle, I get more money to party. That evolution will start happening.
But initial start of any product or anything new has to be with the benefit, right?
Absolutely.
You know, understanding that because now we understand that EV is quite getting acceptable towards people, and almost all the brands are trying to getting into the EV segment because that is the future. They have no choice, right? So how do you see this as a future of marketing in this motor vehicle manufacturing industries, particularly regarding technological advancement and consumer behavior change?
So it will be very, very close to your smartphone.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm sure you use a smartphone also, and I'm sure you don't know all the features, but always happy to buy the latest one, which has the most amount of features.
Yeah.
I remember there was a craze on the back camera where you want to have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 cameras came on the back of your phone. And for the longest time, most people really do not know what the second camera is also for. And that's how it's going to be. It's going to be a great thing to have. Yes, mera camera bahut achhi photo leta hai, par kaise lete hain wo nahi aata.
Why am I paying that much extra money? That I don't know, but I'm just paying.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're happy to pay. And that is what is going to happen. The basic features that are mandatory will be battery life, which will be stability, which will be safety in an automobile, and reliability. They will always be there. How you put across on top of things like GPS navigator, like one of our competition did that, the whole sound thing coming and the lights moving around the beats of the sound.
Okay.
You don't want to use your scooter for a party, right? Outside party.
That's true. You don't do.
It's true. But it's a good feature to have. And that's how it's been promoted. That it got promoted. Great work done. They are trying to figure out more features in which you can be very, very unique. On the basic, the foundation being very, very strong on four pillars, which is stability, safety, reliability, durability.
Hmm.
They will always remain.
No,
so like your smartphone, battery life, screen clarity, sound clarity, network connectivity. Those four pillars will remain.
Yeah.
After everything else is an add-on that you keep adding and building on. The features that will come across is, you know, geo-locking, geo-tagging, geo-blocking. See, right now the electric vehicle industry is in two stages. Delivery.
Uh-huh.
Your quick delivery guys and for regular usage.
Okay.
The biggest impact it has is on quick delivery guys, quick service, Zomato's,
Zip. Some of the companies have started also, Zap, or something I keep seeing in Bangalore.
Yeah, they need to. If they don't, the price difference per kilometer is so huge that it does not make economic sense. Even if it is 50% of the time working, they save so much of money, because a petrol vehicle, even if it is the best one, which will give you the best mileage and everything, is 3 rupees a kilometer.
Okay.
And the electric one, even if it is the worst one, is 30 paisa per kilometer.
Oh, that huge difference.
Yes. So even if it works for 50% of the day and 50% they have to go the other way, they are still happy. The only challenge right now is the upfront cost for it.
Mm.
An electric vehicle is at least 50% more expensive than an ICE vehicle.
But in future, I think this is also going to be...
As soon as you get more economies, you will have more economies of scale coming in production. Everybody will get better in production. Supplies of the basic thing, lithium batteries, which is the true challenge right now, will also get better.
Okay.
And automatically, prices will start coming down.
Okay. Pritesh, you have worked with major e-commerce marketplaces as well, right? So I want to understand that part, like what's your experience with, you know, developing brands and incremental transactional volume across e-commerce marketplaces like Amazon, Flipkart, Udaan, Snapdeal, like that.
Okay. Amazon, Flipkart, one different animal. Udaan, completely different animal.
Okay.
Amazon, Flipkart are completely B2C and they work on the basics of marketing, that they will, if you want to launch a new product, you need to give this much time to create that hype, get people engaged, and then launch the product and then start selling.
Okay.
They need, depending on the category you are in, from a mobile phone, which is a 15-day window that you need, 15 to 20-day window that you would ideally want to build that hype. To FMCG brand, where even a 7-8 day also works, to an electric vehicle one, where they say we will need 3 months to build that entire hype and get that thing going, is very, very different. But yeah, the basic playbook is the same for them. They want the hype to be built up. That means you'll have to build on brand investments, get the brand reach high and all of those things high, and then milk that completely. And then the main thing, if you want to get incremental sales, your first sale day, you need to sell out completely as much as you can. The moment, and it plays on human psychology. It's not anything to do with the numbers. But imagine you go on sale at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, at 12:30, I go and check the same, it's out of stock. How did that happen? That curiosity starts building up, and that's, I'll keep trying to get that product again and again.
Desirable product.
Absolutely. Flipkart has been able to build multiple brands just using that strategy brilliantly. Even right now, Gem does more numbers than Amazon revenue in India. That's how big they are.
Amazon is like how many years in India?
Yeah.
And almost everybody talks about Amazon.
Because they are completely B2C. Gem is only government buying, so you really don't get to know what their strength is. Each state manages its own buying from the Gem platform.
Okay.
Big.
Very.
It's craziness over there that most people don't know right now of. So yeah, that's going to be another platform that people will start focusing on very soon.
Great to know. You know, I mean, apart from Amazon, Flipkart, there are so many other things which are coming up, and especially the government-led platforms. So the future is very different. The future is something which where you are looking forward, because a lot of other things are coming up here, right? Okay. So, Pritesh, here, can you describe your approach in, you know, building a leading, successful marketing team? Being in the top position is not easy, but, you know, when you are in leadership...
It's very easy. You don't have to do any work. You get the right people and you have to relax.
But you need to manage people. And I feel managing human beings are the most toughest part, most toughest work in the world, because it's humans.
Yeah, everybody is different. So everybody will have a different trigger to how they move. And that's the fun part also. I try, my team selection is mostly, I try and do a lot of diversity.
Okay.
I won't say I'm one of the few. But even in manufacturing organizations, women are not hired as much across domains.
Yeah.
But I'm very happy to hire women across domains in roles where most people even mentally think this is a guy's job.
Yeah.
I'm very
psychologically
happy to hire.
It's in the back of the mind.
But I'm very happy to hire women. They do much better work.
Mm-hmm.
So any day, given an option between a guy and a lady, I'll happily choose the lady, because the amount of things they need to manage on a regular basis, they are great managers.
That's
so
true.
Life becomes a lot more easy.
That's true.
So that's how I've seen. I've seen my mother working all my life. I've seen my wife working. I've sister working. So very happy to takes away the stress. They take care of most things. So it's I don't have to do work. So yeah, I figure out ways of not doing work.
And most of the time, they're good in switching. You know, from one job to another job. Yeah, it's naturally with them.
So that's one. Second, I hire people with a lot of. I don't look at aptitude as much. Yes, they need to be at a particular level. But I look at an attitude from your regular job. Besides that, what else could you do? How happy are you to try and figure out some helping out another colleague of yours? I try and check those things because that really helps me. Because A, there's a lot of bonding that happens if you're working together and there are no silos within the team. And everybody knows everybody.
Right.
And everybody is good. Yes, there are specialists, but if somebody is not there, then somebody else can help him out and get his work closed. Gives them a lot of freedom that I can take holiday at any particular point of time without being stressed about what is going to happen to my work. Gives them a happy place to be and makes life easy for everybody. So my teams are very happy. I hope so that at most times they can take leaves at short notice because the work doesn't get affected. There is a lot of fun at work because there are the ideas being exchanged.
Okay.
You know, I think this can happen. Why can't we try something like this? And they're happy to discuss those things within themselves and then come up to me.
Right.
And then we thrash it out, take it forward and close it, run with it. So that's the two things I try and figure out. If there are people who say, you know, I will not do, that's not my job, I will not do it, I'm worried with that person. So I try and avoid those kind of people, hiring those kind of people.
I
want specialists. I want a media specialist. I want a PR specialist. But if the PR guy says that I can't learn digital marketing.
That's an attitude problem. That's not something which you don't know, but you know how you take the new things and opportunity.
And precisely, so I have learned that ways. I started off as a product management executive. And from there to BTL, to ATL, to digital, to loyalty.
Imagine.
Across different industries. So I was very happy to do it. So, and somebody asked me, you've done so many things in so many different industries. Are you a specialist in an industry? I said, no, I'm a marketer. I will be happy to adapt to any industry that you ask me to.
Yeah.
And that's what I ask all of my team members to do. Don't just get fixated on one industry.
Yeah. That's very important to get out of that mindset.
Absolutely. The new age guys are actually very, very free to do that. People my age or maybe 5 years younger get fixated on that industry part. But the new guys are happy to work in organizations which give them freedom to do whatever they want.
That's true. And it also gives you an opportunity to, you know, identify your potential. You never know, so far you might have not done this, but it doesn't mean that you can't do it.
True.
You know, it just that you have not done it so far. That's what I say, you know. When you say, I don't know, it's just that you have not done it so far. It doesn't mean that you are not able to do it.
Unfortunately, Indian organizations are also built on this whole premise of insecurity. That failures are not appreciated.
That's right.
But if you take away the fear of failure, I think everybody is very happy to try different things.
Yes. Absolutely. You know, that reminds me one thing, you know, when I started learning computers back then. So my cousin brother, I was very scared that I might do something. He just said that you do anything goes here and there, I'm there to fix it up. And that gave me so much freedom to explore. I learned each and everything. And I still remember that feeling of assurance that, okay, do anything and there to fix it. So that do anything and I'm there is such a big blessing for a team.
That's what I try and tell my team. What worse will happen?
Yeah, that's right.
If something goes completely wrong, I'm there. Don't worry. I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
But take that risk. If marketeers want to play safe, then it's a very, very difficult place to work.
Difficult place.
Marketers can't be allowed to play safe.
That is not a function to play safe at all.
Absolutely. So I say, please take a risk. not just at work, but please take go. If you want to take a risk at your career, also try and completely do something very, very different. If there is somebody to support you, yes, you're trying something different, I'm here to support you, that person will be worry-free and he'll deliver better.
Yeah.
So that's the core thing I try and develop within my team. And I keep in mind, that's how I select also, and that's how I encourage people also.
Before we wind up, Pritesh, we have viewers who are aspiring to become where you are, become a very successful marketing professional. So I want you to speak to them. What is your message or advice for any aspiring marketing professional?
See, marketing looks like a very glamorous career to everybody. Uh-huh. In two senses, it is not. You are the favorite punching bag for the entire organization after HR. But the kind of magic that you will be able to pull off when you are in marketing, I don't think any other department can do that in the organization. Whether it is any kind of organization, be it service, be it banking, anything, but what marketing can do, no other department can actually add that fun to it. So be ready to work, and don't say no to any work. Any and all work will give you a learning,
right,
which can be used anywhere and everywhere. My first 10 days, I was doing data entry into an Excel sheet. Extremely frustrating, but in 10 days, what I could learn, most people will take 3 years to learn, because I was doing the entire sales trend analysis within 10 days time.
Wow.
But at that time, it looked like a stupid thing to do. Why am I doing this?
Right.
But now I think of it, yeah, that was the best learning ground. How would I else learn geographies by sitting in office?
Yeah, you need to learn the ABCs, right, first.
Absolutely. Please travel a lot for work. That's the only time you will get to meet different kinds of consumers that you have as a marketer. You will have your dealers, you will have your distributors, you will have your retailers,
uh-huh.
You will have end consumers. But till the time you don't understand them, how will you deliver for them?
That's right.
Please travel for work. Travel extensively. Travel in upcountry parts of India, it'll be difficult.
Right.
But the journey and the stories and the learning will be immense. So these two things I'll tell to anybody and everybody. All the other things which are your skill set for marketing, you can learn, unlearn, relearn very easily.
Right.
But these few things will always be very, very helpful.
And these are the advantages also being in marketing, because you get to travel a lot, because your job demands you to travel and meet your consumer. And the more you meet more people, you understand their behavior, and that's how you know how to solve their problems.
And that is what will help you build those instincts, which will help you make better decisions.
Yeah. And the gut feeling, the intuition works wonderfully well at times. And intuitions are nothing, like, it's not something magical. It's your experiences just come all together in a fast space and at time, right? And these are all your experiences which helps you, right?
Yeah.
Amazing, wonderful conversation, Pritesh. I think there are a lot of takeaway for me, and I'm sure for my viewers and listeners through this conversation. And I'm happy that you have agreed for this conversation, and you came here on Icons Behind Brand and shared your valuable insights. And thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure, my absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.